Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dick Williams. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Bridwesser. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips takes first base on ball four. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gardner catches it and throws to first to double up Phillips. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann takes first base on ball four. Triandos moves to second. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis takes first base on ball four. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Landis moves to second. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridwesser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn takes first base on ball four. Williams moves to second. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo juggles the ball. That's an error on Dropo. Williams moves to third. Pyburn moves to second. Mike Forknealy's is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknealy's strikes out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio strikes out. One out. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harshman moves to second. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 1 in the game. Triandos hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Niemann strikes out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a line drive to right field. Landis throws towards first. Dropo fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dropo. Francona moves to second. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell juggles the ball. That's an error on Kell. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty strikes out. There goes Minoso. The throw from Triandos to second, and they've got Minoso trapped. There's the throw to Williams, and Minoso is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pyburn hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 1 in the game. Breidweiser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Forknalis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forknalis is 0 for 1 in the game. Forknalis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 0 for 1 in the game. Dropo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Aparicio for the out. Two outs. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harshman takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Phillips is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 0 for 2 in the game. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harshman fields it and throws to third for the out. Triandos moves to second. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards first. Dropo scoops it up and throws to first, with Harshman covering, for the out. Triandos moves to third. Niemann moves to second. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams is walked intentionally. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pyburn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Breidweiser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 2 in the game. Breidweiser takes first base on ball 4. Mike Fornales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fornales is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fornales hits a pop-up towards the mound. Harshman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-3 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brad Wesser moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Kell reaches second base with a double. Brad Wesser scores. Gardner goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jerry Staley now pitching. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Triandos hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Niemann hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Triandos moves to second. It's 3-0, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Triandos moves to third. Two outs. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Earl Batty. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doby moves to second. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Walt Dropo. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Rivera moves to second. It's 3-1, Orioles. Fred Hatfield pinch runs for Schirmlaller. Dave Philly pinch hits for Luis Aparicio. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rivera scores. Hatfield moves to second. It's 3-2, Orioles. Sammy Esposito pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Connie Johnson now pitching. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is called out on strikes. One out. Ron Northey pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Hatfield moves to third. Philly moves to second. Dixie Howell pinch runs for Ron Northey. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatfield tags and scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 3, Orioles, 3. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-3 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Philly scores. Howell moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Landis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Dixie Howell now pitching. Jim Rivera now playing first base. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Les Moss now catching. Sammy Esposito now PLA. Al Pilarczyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pilarczyk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Breidweiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Breidweiser is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Breidweiser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for Connie Johnson. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Pilarczyk now playing center field. George Zivarink now pitching. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zivarink fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rivera is called out on strikes. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Boyd pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd takes first base on ball 4. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Triandos hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boyd moves to second. Hal Brown pinch runs for Gus Triandos. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Niemann hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Rivera settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul LaPom now pitching. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Francona strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Orioles 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Joe Ginsburg now catching. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito is 0 for 1 in the game. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zivarink fields it and throws to first for the out. Moss moves to second. One out. Paul LaPom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaPom hits a pop-up towards short. Breidweiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run.